The chairman of the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament, Kwikwaji Maimenu, has entreated the Ministry of Roads and Highways and other ministries to stop adding the procurement of vehicles, furniture and other goods to the construction cost of roads and other national projects to avoid inflating the cost of projects. He wondered why ministries procure vehicles for monitoring and inspection purposes for every project they undertake. The practice, he observed, does not help in ensuring proper management and accounting purposes, as well as value for money. Mr. Ajimai Menu said this when the Minister of Roads and Highways, Alhaji Inusa Fuseni, and some directors from the ministry appeared before the Public Accounts Committee to respond to queries in the Auditor General's report for 2011, 2013 and 2012. Here's an exchange between the minister and the chairman of the committee on the procurement of vehicles for monitoring road projects.
For management accounting purposes, you desist from adding office refurbishment, vehicles, several other things into contract. So it doesn't let you get the real true cost of project. That is our thing.
Mr. Chairman, yes, you are right. But when the item is necessary to the execution of the project, it becomes part of the project.
When that project completes,
it becomes part of the assets of the Ministry of
Roads. So why doesn't the ministry treat it as an asset to the ministry to do your work?
It is always treated as an asset.
But no,
I agree with you. Mr. Chairman, I agree with you that when the item is not necessary to the execution of the project, then you need not put it in the general item. But if you need a vehicle to monitor the implementation of the contract, the project, that vehicle is necessary and tangential to the execution of the project.
Minister, let me tell you, any asset that is be used over a longer period cannot be charged to 1 year's account. So if you're buying a vehicle whose life will go beyond a particular project, you don't charge the whole cost to one particular project.
So if the vehicle will move beyond 5 years.
I've finished. The vehicle will go beyond 5 years. The contract, let me say, maximum 36 months. So beyond the contract, you're going to use that vehicle for other contracts. So why do you charge it to one particular contract? That is my beef. And I told you that it distorts project costs. There's civil engineering works that are contained in that particular project. You put a vehicle which is not part of the cost of the contract. The ministry should prepare itself. You will know that all projects are to be monitored. So find a budget to buy your vehicles for monitoring. Therefore, all other projects will benefit from that pool of your monitoring vehicle. So every single project, you buy vehicles. How many vehicles did you buy for the Circle Interchange? How many are you going to buy for the Kaswa Interchange? How many are you going to buy for all the roads the president is doing? So you end up buying more vehicles than even your ministry needs. And we want you to desist from this. It's a loophole. You see, Parliament is not sleeping as others think. We are working to watch what the ministries do. And this is an area we want to advise that we should try to desist from this area.
So if Parliament should decide that vehicles for project implementation must not be purchased from the project, so be it.